Well, good morning. It is 6:06 a.m. on Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. 44 degrees, which is 6.7 degrees Celsius. 92% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. It almost feels like rote now. It's a script, right? it's the words, the invocation. The invocation of the walk. There's very definitely that feeling of ritual to it as well. But it hasn't become what's the word? Onerous? It doesn't feel like something I've got to do. It still continues to feel like something I want to do. I guess it's kind of, it feels kind of a like a social thing almost. I mean, periodically, sometimes somebody, one of you will reach out and say, hey, I heard your walk this morning and I thought this, that, and the other. Which is, I mean, if this was a podcast, that would make perfect sense. That would be, you know, an affirmation that the podcast is being successful. I guess that's the biggest reason why I don't think this is a podcast, because I don't have metrics of success beyond my own feeling of satisfaction in going out and walking and talking and blathering and blah, blah. You know, when somebody reaches out and makes a comment on what was discussed on the walk, that's cool. That's social, right? That's just friends chatting. That's not a metric of achievement or success. That's just people tuning in. Not even tuning in. Tuning in even sounds podcasty. Showing up. You know, it's like we have morning coffee. Or whenever you end up listening to this. This is a social engagement. An optional and completely voluntary social engagement. But there's still that opening bit. And, you know, in about 10 minutes, we'll do the closing bit. So in that regard, there is a sort of ritualized podcastish element to it. But, you know, I have friends, you know, give me the old wink and a nod saying, yeah, it's not a podcast, Dave. It's not. I know. Methinks he doth protest too much. But, I mean, really, it's how much of a thing what am I trying to say? A thing that is created, like for example, somebody getting up in the morning and recording and posting the blather of their walk. That's a thing. That's a created thing. How much of the identity of that thing is determined by the person who created it? If I say this isn't a podcast, and in my heart, I believe it's not a podcast, but once I put it out there, as I do, and people engage with it in a certain way, and that certain way is through a podcatcher, or clicking play on a website, or whatever, Powell's. No worries. Good morning. Yeah, I know, right? Who's on what side? A little bit of a pedestrian dance there. If I say it's not a podcast, but everyone, or not everyone, if some people engage with it and perceive it and believe it to be a podcast, and that's their perception of it and their experience of it, that's how they engage with it, that's the frame, the mental set with which they approach the thing, then is it a podcast? Objectively, how is the spirit of a thing defined? And honestly, this is all just academic blather. It's a thing. It's a thing that is done and happens and is out there. What it is, even why it is, it's not irrelevant, but it's just humans trying to cubbyhole something, to identify something, to assign a mental and emotional label, space, headspace for the thing. You know, but there's this. This is just blather. I'm just intrigued by our impulse to identify, to label, to quantify, to organize, to understand. And as you go through life, hold on, I'm gonna grab a pick. Hopefully I won't dislodge the mic in the process. But there's the pick for the day. No, it's not a selfie. It's that. Popina. Yeah. There we go. pick achieved. Yeah. I'm always terrified I'm gonna dislodge the mic when I do stuff like this. All right. Get the glove. Get the coffee. Continue on. There we go. Anyway. So, yeah. So of an evening, since the end of December, Muse turned me on to this computer game, video game called Conan Exiles. And it's incredibly addictive. I've been trying to make sure that I don't play it until the end of the day when I'm at leisure. But I've been playing it of an evening fairly regularly. And it's a building game, it's a fighting game, but it's mostly, for me, it's a building game. It's, you know, there are sets of objectives, there's things you can build, you gotta get these materials to build this thing, yada yada, and resource management and blah blah blah. It's a very robust game system, it's very cool and I'm enjoying it. But they have this mechanic called the Purge, which is periodically when you build, you start building your base of operation, you can build walls and floors and ceilings and all this crap. But periodically the Purge comes in, and this is a collection of monsters or NPCs or whatever, fighters, warriors, whatever, that try and tear down your base. And I had gone through like two of them already. And last night, another one came in. It's like, haha. So I prepared to defend my base against the Purge. I was doing really well. And then this living mountain comes along. It's called Rock Slide. And it was like two stories tall and dealing incredible damage, and I died like seven times trying to defeat the thing and could not. And my base was obliterated. Morning. And God, I lost hours of work, wiped out. And of course it was heartbreaking, because, you know, some of these things are very hard to come by and they require quests and traveling and acquisition and hauling and blah blah blah. And it's like, on the one hand, it's like, I like the notion that there's risk in the environment, because it's a survival game, so it's the survival impulse. It's just a continuation, an extension of that can you survive in the wild thing. But by the same token, it's like, damn, hours of my evenings spent acquiring this and that, or building this and that, or whatever, and just gone. And it's like, oh God, can I do this? Do I want to do this? And you can go into the settings and turn off the Purge. But that also, I don't know, maybe I'll turn it off until I get better at the game, because there's a lot to get better at. There's skills, game mechanics, game strategies that I have yet to adopt that might help with such things. Maybe just turn off the Purge until I get better at it. I don't know. Anyway, I blather. I'm in Jameson Square now, So that's a wrap for a Wednesday. The tipping point of the week. The liminal space between the beginning and the end of the week. I'm gonna go get an emissions test this morning so I can get Oregon license plates. But, yeah, so I hope you have. Morning. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. That's it. There's no theme. I just hope that you look back on the day at the end of it and you go, yeah, that was a good day. And of course, the key to that is giving a gift to your future self so that at the end of the day you can go, yeah, I did that. You know, if achievement and accomplishment is one of your, I don't know, check boxes that you look back on and go, oh, yes, I was a good human. I did the thing. Then by all means, and I'm certainly that way. So by all means, you know, give future you a little love. Do the thing. But however it goes down, thank you, Brother Zig, for bestowing upon us this one bit of truth, and that is that despite everything, we can create, we can build, we can add, we can grow, and we can love fearlessly, as is our impulse, I think, that desire to surrender completely to something or someone. Maybe not completely. A topic for another time. But I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.